91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
watch from the wings as the seas were replaying. We saw ourselves now as we never had seen. Betrayal of the trauma, degeneration, the sorrows we suffered.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Hope you're enjoying this absolutely beautiful spring-like day here in the middle of, or sort of near the end anyway, of February. But certainly unseasonable. And yesterday was the same way. It's really amazing. I guess Mother Nature has taken pity on us after dumping literally 10 feet of snow on us last February. So, shout out to Mother Nature. All right, we're going to run down what we've been listening to here. We started off that set with Corey Hart and Eurasian Eyes. It's off of his 1985 release, Boy in the Box. Joy Division was in there with Decades off of their 1985 album, Closer. And U2 wrapped it up with Stories for Boys off of their 1980 debut, Boy. And I just want to give a quick thanks to Vincent for filling in for me last week. Nice job. But this has been a tough year for, you know, musicians passing away. Of course, we had David Bowie, and we had Signe Anderson and Paul Kantner of Jefferson Airplane passing away at the age of 74, both of them. Not sure if it was the same day either, but either way, really, really crazy. We're going to get to some tributes to them as well here. But didn't get a chance to also play a tribute to Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire, who passed away on February 4th at the age of 74 as well. That's really crazy, isn't it? I mean, what is this with 74 here? So, yeah, we're gonna kick it off here with Love Music.
Love Music. atmosphere. Made a dress to suit them jays. Just a face I ain't gonna raise. Last night for you to be biggest man in history. Cause as the night you pay how to find your place, and after all, I saw a face now in the crowd, saying nothing, talking loud. Love is just a show us. You're fine.
be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be.
It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
There's a high-flying bird way up in the sky now. Yes, and I wonder if she looks down as she flies. She's riding on the air so easy in the sky. Lord, look at me, yeah. I'm rooted like a tree. Man, he worked in a mine, Lord. looks down as she flies home by. Well, she's riding on the air so easy in the sky. Lord, look at me. I'm rooted like a tree. Yes, I am now. I got to sit down, can't cry. Oh, Lord, I'm going to die blue. Yeah, I'm going to die now. I got to sit down.
We are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair. And this is, of course, 91.5 WMFO Medford. That was Jefferson Airplane there from their 1966 debut, Takes Off. We heard the track High Flying Bird. Well, that track didn't actually appear on the original release, but it was on the re-release, and of course features the vocals of Signe Anderson, who was the original female vocalist before Grace Slick took over. Signe left after the band's first album to raise her child. And unfortunately, she passed away on the very same day. I had to look this up because I thought that was the case, but I wasn't sure. But I looked it up, and it actually was the very same day as another original member of Jefferson Airplane, singer and guitarist Paul Kantner, passed away. And both of them were 74. How crazy is that? And sad, of course. Sad before crazy, but you know what I mean. And, of course, we had a tribute to Maurice White, founder of Earth, Wind, and Fire, who passed away back on February 4th, also at the age of 74. And let's see, we first heard Love Music, then Saturday Night. Saturday Night was off of their 1976 release, Spirit. Shining Star was in there, and Mighty Mighty. And those songs that I did not mention that were not on Spirit were all off of their best of releases from Volume 1 was 1978 and Volume 2, 1988. And, of course, the sad news this past week of Denise Matthews, former lead singer of Vanity 6 and a Prince protege. She passed away at the age of 57, unfortunately. So yeah, really, really a sad start of the year here. Of course, but anyway. All right, well, let's get back into something a little bit more on the positive end, at least mood-wise. We'll go back to 1983 here with Culture Club.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO Medford. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host Savoir Faire. It is 5 minutes before 5 o'clock here. Still got another hour to go. Hope you're enjoying the show here. If you're new to the Squid Pod, we predominantly play music from the 80s, new wave, pop, post-punk. But every now and then we throw in some new music and even some older music. And we do have some new music coming up here later in the show, so be sure to stick around for that. You can follow me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic or drop me an email at SquidPodMusic@gmail.com with your questions, comments, suggestions, and love letters, of course. You can also catch the playlist and the archive versions of the show on the station's website, WMFO.org, by clicking on the schedule link and finding the show name there. Currently, we have been broadcasting here from 4 to 6 p.m. on Sundays, and there's a rumor going around, and I've got my fingers crossed, that next week we will be moving up to the 8 to 10 p.m. slot on Sundays. Like I said, I'm hoping that's the case, but it's just a rumor. So, the new spring semester schedule gets posted this evening at midnight. So be sure to visit the station's website, again, WMFO.org, to find out. I will also be tweeting it. So, any event, let's talk about what we're listening to here. We started off the set with Culture Club. From their 1983 release, Color by Numbers, we heard Church of the Poison Mind. A Flock of Seagulls gave us Over the Border from their 1983 release, Listen. And the Mission UK gave us Wasteland off of their 1986 release, God's Own Medicine. And finally, Eurythmics wrapped it up with Love is a Stranger off their 1983 release, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. And Dave Matthews of Eurythmics has a new memoir out now. So you should check that out. I'm actually just thinking, I just want to make sure that I actually... Dave Stewart, pardon me. I knew that wasn't right, but hey. At least I corrected it, and now you are informed correctly. All right, we're going to get back into it here with some more 80s with the Macons.